concerns a bonfire similar to one which led to residents having to leave their homes could be built again. There was controversy last year after the huge bonfire was built in a street in East Belfast. There were pledges that there wouldn't be a repeat for this year's 11th night, but there are reports that pallets are piling up again on council land beside a play park built on last year's site. The Belfast Telegraph story, front page, return of 50-foot bonfire feared, is what they're leading with this morning. The Ulster Unionist Party councillor Jim Rogers is with us today. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, return of the 50-foot bonfire feared. If that's true, Jim, what should residents do? For goodness sake.
Well, I don't believe that that's the case. I have been active, along with Councillor Sonia Copeland. In fact, she convened a meeting a way back 6-7 months ago, representing councillors, the police, the fire service, the environment agency, council staff, the housing executive. These meetings have been ongoing, and there's a number, now this is purely to deal with East Belfast, and there's a number of areas that's causing concern. This is one of them. We understand that the bonfire that was at the junction of Chobham Street, Leland Street and the walkway is now going to take place on the car park previously owned by Transport Northern Ireland, now the responsibility of Belfast City Council. There's about 30 car parking spaces. Now, we're endeavouring through our staff to engage with the builders. Tomorrow, I'm going to speak to a company, along with Councillor Copeland, council officers and people from the Conswater Greenway, about another potential danger to a very successful business. So people have got to behave responsibly, Stephen. But last week, whenever I was consulted about this bonfire at Ravenscroft Avenue, in the area that I was born in, I was told it would be a very small fire. Now, I'm still to be convinced if that's the case, but you can rest assured, as can the residents, because there's a number of old people live in flats just beside this car park. We don't want to cause any distress, and already we've had representation made to both Councillor Copeland and myself and Councillor Johnson at the worries if this bonfire is allowed to take place, especially if it's as big as the Belfast Telegraph are suggesting this morning.
Yeah, where does this come from, this need to build as big as possible?
Well, I remember whenever I was young, I was involved in bonfires. We used to have a piece of wasteland a short distance along Ravenscroft Avenue, but we always behaved responsibly. Our parents were involved, and we had street parties on the 11th night and the 12th day. Again, there's competition between groups and young people who can build the biggest bonfire. But we need the police involvement here. We know we've got the Fire and Rescue Service having a look at the situation. And the other big worry is, Stephen, is the volume of tires which are still, for some unknown reason, been given out to bonfire builders. If you go in to get a tire replaced in your vehicle, they have a set charge, and they're responsible. They tell you it's for the disposal of the tire. That is not happening. I'm tired asking the police how they're going to tackle this problem. They haven't really come up with any answers. The same applies to pallets. Pallets are not cheap. I've also been told that in some cases, some companies have actually been threatened. If you don't hand over your pallets, we'll torch your premises. Now, that's got to be totally and utterly condemned. But all of us are working hard.
Where's the deterrent for these people?
Well, that's the problem. That is the difficulty. There is little or nothing. And I know some parents who have spoken to me and said, look, I can't control my son. I can't do anything with my daughter. They're just running wild, and that's rather unfortunate. It just doesn't apply to East Belfast. It applies right across the country.
Remind us what happened last year.
Well, there was a massive bonfire on the walkway. Now, the walkway used to be the railway line between the County Down Railway Station, and it went right through there at Bloomfield. And the bonfire got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Some people had to get their houses boarded up, from what I remember.
Some trees had to be chopped down. Quite a number of people's houses had to be blocked up. Insurance companies told them that they would not be responsible. The claim would have to go against what was then the Department of Regional Development, now the Department of Infrastructure. And it was a nightmare. It was terrible. And I had a lady come on to me yesterday, Stephen, in the depths of despair. Her elderly mother, who's on 24-hour oxygen, almost crying to me, saying to me, "Look, Mr. Rogers," and she knows me very well, "we cannot allow this to happen again." And I said, "Look, take it from me, the bonfire will not be on the actual walkway, but will be possibly at the car park. And even that concerns me because the surface is obviously going to be damaged and that's going to cost the council money putting it right."
Someone's sending me here, I've no idea because I haven't been around there in a while, but someone sending me on Twitter, "What about the bonfire being built on the grounds of Avenue Leisure Centre? Is there one being built there?"
Yes, and in fact...
On council property?
Yes, and it's actually just beside the Conswater Greenway. And tomorrow, Councillor Copeland, who, and I've got to pay tribute here, she's exceptionally active in this front, and it's her electoral area. We have arranged a meeting, as I've just said a few minutes ago, with a very successful company who are very worried at the close proximity to their building.
But this is on the actual grounds of the leisure centre.
Well, not exactly. It's quite close to it. It's quite close to it.
It's on council ground.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And we're trying to get a resolution to this. And we had a meeting the other day in the City Hall, one of these regular meetings, and a guy who's on your programme quite a lot, he has also been holding meetings, Jim Wilson.
Oh, Jim, we tried to get Jim this morning, he must be asleep.
Well, Jim has been exceptionally active.
He mustn't get up early in the morning.
Well, he's not like me, I think Jim's a 10 o'clock man, but if he knows he's wanted in the programme, sure he'll get up. But anyway, Jim has worked exceptionally hard, him and his colleagues, with the councillors and MLAs and MP. With his group to try and sort these things out. We're not trying to prevent bonfires. We don't want to do that. But young people and the bonfire builders have to behave in a responsible fashion. They can't get away with doing whatever they like, and then the taxpayer and the ratepayer has got to pick up the bill.
0330 80 55 55. You let us know what you think at home. Here we go again, talking about bonfires once again, this year again. Do you think we should be backing off? Let people who see that as part of their culture build what they like, where they like, trust them that they will be responsible? Or what is, as I asked Jim Rogers this morning, the deterrent to these people? Because no one goes in and takes the bonfires away. They can essentially do whatever they want, can't they? What's the way of handling this? 0330 80 55 55. The Lands Councillor Mervyn Jones with us this morning. Mervyn, morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Was it your party suggested a licensing scheme for bonfires?
Yes, we have proposed that. Chris Little proposed it in the Assembly, and it will be raised again in the new Assembly. It was proposed before the elections, but time ran out on it. But yes, we have proposed that. I mean, the situation in Cobham Street, there was massive amount of problems last year with the size of it. It was, I don't live that far away from it, and it lit up the whole night sky. But people had to move out of their houses. They had to have their windows and all blocked up. And at the time, it was said that this was going to be the last bonfire there because there was a playground being built, and the playground could become under damage, under threat with this bonfire if it goes ahead the way it's proposed. I'm very concerned about it, and I think we need to do something to regulate the size of it.
Right. Thank you very much, Mervyn. Jim Rogers, should there be a licensing scheme?
Well, I know this was mooted, but I just don't see it working. And I know within the council working group, we express concern because people will just ignore it.
Well, but what does that say? People will just ignore it?
Well, people ignore lots of things. They break the law regularly.
Well,
and in regards to licensing, there's all sorts of difficulties and problems. And I was not happy with some of the things that were being suggested because people will just openly defy it, and they will continue to build bonfires and will not adhere to applying for a licence. You've got to remember, Belfast City Council, we have a bonfire scheme, a bonfire programme. Now, the Chobham Street, one as it was known, or the walkway, as some people call it, they were not part of it. There's quite a number of others in East Belfast and the length and breadth of the city who don't participate. Some do, and you can't force people to do something they don't want to do.
Unfortunately, with our lands councillor, there's a problem on the line. I would like to have spoken to him more, but there's a problem, a sound problem, on the line this morning. The text 81771, the email Nolan at bbc.co.uk is how you can get in touch with us this morning. I just do wonder if there needs to be some type of game changer here. Because we say this every year, it goes round and round in circles every single year, this discussion, Jim Rogers, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and it's rather unfortunate. But the vast majority of bonfires are set alight without any problems whatsoever, and that's not just people who are adhering to the bonfire programme initiated by Belfast City Council, and you've got to bear that in mind. There's just a small number in Belfast, Northern Ireland, that are creating problems for the emergency services, who do a brilliant job on the 11th night. Let's face it, Stephen, they're working round the clock in the build-up to the bonfires, but again, I would urge people who are responsible to do all within their power to make sure that there's no damage to property. That's the last thing we need, and loss of life.
Sean and Fermanagh. Morning, Sean.
Tell that gentleman, Mr. Rogers, it's against the law to build a fire. End of story. If you're a contractor working on a site, you can't burn your rubbish. It's against the law. Is it one law for one people and one law for another?
I realise it's against the law, but if you ask the police, if you ask the police to take action, they're rather reluctant, and you would be prosecuting people left, right, and centre.
The Orange Order, whoever's building the bonfires.
Excuse me, the Orange Order. The Orange Order are not involved in any of the bonfires in the city of Belfast, and I'm not so sure if they have any links to bonfires anywhere in Northern Ireland. Don't try and besmirch the name of the Orange Order.
It's listen, irrespective, whoever's building them, it's still against the law. They cannot build, that's the bottom line. I mean, they're making a mockery out of the whole law.
Well, there's a lot of people make a mockery out of the laws of their country.
And I agree with that.
Northern Ireland is no different. That's not going to solve the problem, talking about breaking the law. We need to try and get a resolution. Our officers and staff in the council have been working at this round the clock.
Yes, but he does have a point.
Stephen, they don't come along 3 or 4 weeks before the 11th of July. They're at it after the 11th of July.
This is a different point that Sean in Fermanagh is making. How did we get to the point where we know this is against the law, but we're kind of all, you included Jim Rogers, and the police, and the council, and the statutory agencies, we're all kind of shrugging our shoulders, kind of saying, if we call a spade here, and this is what Sean and Fermanagh are saying, right, Sean?
Yes.
We're kind of saying, oh yeah, we know it's against the law, but sure, we can do nothing about it. How on earth do we get to that stage?
Stephen, are you going to attempt to take action against children, or we're going to do it against their parents? Most of those involved in bonfires are from the age of about 4 upwards, right? And the oldest is probably about 20, 21.
It's still against the law.
Yes, it is against the law, but there's a whole lot of things that are against
the law.
You speak to the police, they will tell you that no purpose is going to be served by taking action.
Well, if that's the case, I could build a bonfire in the middle of Edamy Street, and they couldn't do nothing about it.
I'm not saying they couldn't do anything about it. It's like trying to remove a bonfire. It's exceptionally difficult.
Hey, what about all the rest of us that want to build extensions and want to put up patios and whatever it is in our houses?
Stephen, that's entirely different.
Well, hold on a minute. Here's my point. Why should we apply for planning permission? Why don't people just take the lead from this, build whatever the hell we want, and just turn around if the planners come out and say, well, tell you what, we're going to break the law the same way as the bonfire builders. That's what, the danger in this.
What you're talking about...
That's the danger, and I'm not advocating that people... Nature. I am not advocating that people should do that. Obviously, I'm not. I'm talking about the danger of turning a blind eye to one section of the community who sticks two fingers up to the law.
Well, that's not the case because
it
Republicans and Nationalists have also bonfires.
Yes, not that's in the same law, too.
You know, yes, not in the same scale as you find in the Protestant Unionist Loyalist community. But again, in talking about extensions and things like that, they're, in most cases, permanent fixtures. Bonfires are not. They're built a few weeks before the 11th
but
night. That's the end of it.
Tarmac, they can melt tarmac on council property.
Sean, yes, and that concerns me as one who has been advocating for years, along with my Ulster Unionist colleagues in Belfast City Council, about keeping the rates down to a 0% increase. I am really concerned about that, and I don't condone anybody who breaks the law. I most certainly do not. But again, we need to try and sort this out. And
Every
we will continue as responsible elected representatives to resolve the bonfires that are likely to cause trouble in the next couple of weeks.
The Alliance, Councillor Chris Little has contacted us. He's MLA, sorry. He's got a problem with you, Jim. What's the problem, Chris?
How are you doing, Stephen? Well, of course, we need to have good engagement on the ground. Of course, we need to approach these issues with good temper. But there has to be a point where enforcement kicks in. I think Jim is dancing on the head of a pin here to a certain extent. Of course, people should be able to express culture, but when it starts to infringe on damaging public property, when it starts to require residents to be evacuated from their homes, then we need to realise that we need to take stronger action.
Well, stronger action like what?
Well, let's not get overexcited in relation to this particular issue. Hopefully, we can get intervention at a stage here that doesn't allow it to develop to the stage that we had last year at Chobin Street, where we literally had older residents evacuated from their homes at the weekend. But we're getting extremely close to the bonfire night, and there has to be a point where the agencies, the police, in this case, it's actually the Department for Infrastructure that have responsibility for the land, which regrettably, previously was an Ulster Unionist Party minister with responsibility.
With respect, Chris,
intervene to ensure that there is some sort of reduction in height or change of location or removal.
Who enforces it?
There has to be a responsibility to intervene.
Who enforces it?
Well, it's my understanding that there was a possibility on a previous occasion where the police had expressed a willingness to assist with that process, and that there was an adequate leadership from the Department for Infrastructure to take them up on that offer.
You want to come back on that, Jim?
That sort of partnership has to happen in these extremes.
I think it's despicable that Chris Little comes on and tries to have a go at my colleague, Danny Kennedy.
Danny
Kennedy worked closely with Councillor Copeland and myself and Councillor Johnson last year right up until the 11th hour to try and resolve the problems at the walkway in East Belfast.
The land
is not owned by the Department of Infrastructure. It was transferred over as one of the car parks to Belfast City Council. And all of us have a responsibility. And we have been working round the clock from last July until now, and will continue to do so to sort this out. We're not going to stand on the sidelines. We've been in there. We've been attending meetings every single month where there's representations from a wide range of groups. And
it doesn't matter how many meetings you go to. It matters what you achieve.
Well, Stephen, we're getting there. But these things don't happen overnight.
We've
and
been talking about this
sniping,
for years.
It's not going
for
to get
years.
Us anywhere.
Many, many years we've been talking about this. As you well know,
yes,
I was talking to you about this in CityBeat 20 years ago.
I accept this, but it's getting less and less. The bonfires, and let me repeat what I said 5 minutes ago, the bonfires that are causing problems are getting fewer and fewer and fewer. We even now, instead of bonfires, have beacons in a number of areas, which are very positive.
Do you remember the good old days of CityBeat, Jim Rogers?
I do indeed. Those were the wonderful days. And you also remember you and I going to the kickboxing that Billy Murray still promotes to this day.
Before I was tainted by the BBC, those good old days of City Beat.
You being the compere and I handing out the prizes. Those were wonderful days.
Right. Jim Rogers, thank you. Alliance MLA, Chris Little, thank you very much indeed.